Now, we talked about creating software tools with AI and creating Chrome extensions with AI, but as we gain experience, you are going to move beyond simple quote-unquote GPT wrappers, and when this happens, consider hiring an outside developer to build you a custom app. Now, you can start with low, no-code apps, as they're known. These are very, very cheap. You can actually get them done for hundreds of dollars, not thousands of dollars. Bubble is one such platform, so you can go on Upwork and look to hire a Bubble developer. Make is another one, formerly known as Integromat. Both of these can be the backbone of successful software tools. I've done this and you know, generated five figures from software that cost me only three figures, okay. The trick, though, if you do go down this route, is don't expect miracles from the developers themselves. These are not, you know, elite-level developers. They are probably relatively junior kind of coders. And so the trick is to lean on existing tools, starting, in my advice, with OpenAI. You know, they don't just have, by the way, the language models. They also have Whisper, which does voice transcriptions. They have DALL-E, which does image. And increasingly, you know, they've got more and more APIs that you can look at, but we want those APIs, those external services, to be the main kind of places where the value happens, because we are going to be building cheap software, and so we can't expect our developers to work miracles. Doing this and actually hiring a developer will involve you stepping up your technical knowledge a little bit. So my advice is to have some of those fireside chats with GPT, treat it as your CTO, your chief technical officer, and brainstorm APIs and libraries. Ask it what a library is. What is an API? Are there any APIs that can do this? I want to build a software that can do that. How exactly can we do it? What can we use? What libraries are out there? Are there any open source tools that do X, Y, Z? You know, have these types of conversations. And then after a back and forth conversation, have ChatGPT write a technical specification with you, build some design mockups in Canva, and then start on this process of hiring your first software developer. Now, as we have been recording this training, there has been another technical leap forward with the agents. And so I'm actually in the process of preparing a specification for something that's going to build entirely new software tools from scratch, multi-page softwares with login and all these other things. And it's going to be done entirely with the AI agents. And it looks like it may actually work with not just GPT-5 when that comes, whenever that is. It may actually work with the language models that we have now, thanks to some of the breakthroughs that I'm working on. So by the time that you watch this video, that may already even be out. I do like to move very quickly when it comes to new AI agent technology. But for now and until then, please do start to have chats with GPT about building software. Understand the process. It is what all the people making money are going to be doing in 2025, is building software with AI agents, okay? It's very, very exciting. And having a little bit of kind of latent knowledge ready and there about this space for when that happens is going to be fundamental. So that's it for this video, and I'll see you in the next one.